This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
It's almost like the elements are against me, but that's okay. We're going to deal with this. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
On hand.
Let's redo that. Try it again.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. While we are looking at all of the fallout and everything, I got this in from a ninja named Harvey Scott, who I think is listening at WNNG in Georgia. He's out of Calhoun, Georgia. I got this from him today. Mr. Hodgkinson, the baseball dugout shooter, such a hero, he was a member of a Facebook group called Terminate the Republican Party. And on the Facebook group, well, Mr. Hodgkinson is a hero now. He's a hero tonight. Like Paul on the Facebook group, how many likes can this liberal hero get for us grand sacrifice to the progressive cause? But then there's Howard Scott Perlman, who says, "We do not condone violence in this group." And then there's Paul Hernandez. "This is only the warning. Republicans screaming they were was going to start a war and start killing Democrats if Trump did not win. Republicans trying to kill our health care, to kill our families. Then Eric Trump said we are not people. We are not human. Hang on to your bleeps, Republicans. This is just a start." Hey, Paul, can't wait to meet you, brother. Then there's Samuel Abraham. "Dude is a hero in my book. Every one of these bleeps stuck the knife in me over 60 times with their go die healthcare votes." Other group members are being called out, especially this comment suggesting the shooter missed Trump. From Lisa Smith. What a nice lady. "Sadly, they missed Trump." Then she comes back. "I keep hoping someone will have an open season on Trump." What kind of stuff is this? Well, that's not really. Other Democrats, though, now, in all fairness, other Democrats are saying, "I guess people promoting all this violence want our country to end up looking like Syria. I am a Democrat and don't like Trump, but there is no place in our society for this type of violence. We need to work together for the good of our country. I am extremely troubled by the direction our country is headed. Do you really want to subject our children and grandchildren to a civil war? Have them go through the pain the children of Syria are going through. We must stop and think. This is not who we are as a country." Then there's somebody else who says, "Well, he's right about Trump destroying our democracy, and there are many, many millions of Trump haters. But why shoot innocent people, even if they are Republicans?" So big of this person. "In doing so, he's helping to destroy our democracy. He's got to be mentally challenged. Every day, millions of anti-Trump posts are made, but not to the point of actually hurting someone. That's not right." I understand why some of you on the left probably, I don't think you understand why you don't want a civil war. I don't think you understand why you don't want a civil war, but that's But that, it goes on. There were a lot of leftists on Twitter who were celebrating, said things like, oh, the only good fascist is a dead one. And then there's, that's a shame, but babies blown to bits at Sandy Hook was worse, and Scalise takes money from at NRA. Then there's, if the shooter has a serious health condition, then is taking pot shots at the GOP leadership considered self-defense? Or if KKK supports Steve Scalise dies, the shooter deserves a holiday, true leadership. Now the Trumps, Kush, and Miller need to be transitioned. What a wonder this all is. Here we have the most prominent members of the left in America regularly accusing us of being racist and sexist and Nazis and fascists who want children to die. We're killing the planet. We're ruining the environment all because of our hate of the poor and the minorities. And today they aim a nastier stream of propaganda at Republicans than America did at the Nazis. So is there any wonder that some people take that the next logical step might be to become violent? Then you have the plays and the rap videos and the prominent leftists glorifying the murder of the president, the leftists applauding unrepentant terrorists like Bill Ayers, all while cops at left-wing universities stand back and allow violent students to riot and threaten and disrupt conservative speakers. We're coming, we're on the horizon. And, I mean, this is something we all need to accept, okay? On the horizon, we're moving towards a point where clashes between armed gangs of thugs on both sides might leave people dead because leftists believe conservatives aren't human beings and thus don't deserve the same protection under the law. I may have misspoke about the thugs on both sides because I'm not going to be a thug, but I'm going to be armed. So if they roll up on me, I'm just going to defend myself. Does that make me a thug? No. But I'm not going to blame today. I'm not going to blame Bernie Sanders for the shooter who supported him or say that the leftists and the Democrats should be held personally responsible for it. The only person responsible for what the shooter did was the shooter. The problem is that up to this point, everybody's been saying, well, this is awfully rough discourse we got going on here. Well, yeah, and this sort of political violence is doomed to grow more common and bloodier unless the leftists start to change the sort of rhetoric that they engage on a regular basis. This is just like crime. The precipitor to all of this is all of these talking points that they've been out there saying all of this time about how we are about this and how we are about that. Here's some of the rhetoric we've been hearing about. And I mean, this is going back, you know, years. But like from Montel Williams, Michelle Bachmann, slit your wrist. Go ahead. Or do us all a better thing. Move that knife up about 2 feet and stick it right at the collarbone. Then there's Everlast, who was he wasn't with Cypress Hill. I don't remember the name of the group that they were. Anyway, he says, bleep that dude. I'll smack that bleeper's comb over right off his bleeping scalp. Like, for real, if I met Donald Trump, I'd punch him in his bleeping face. And that's not a joke. Even if he did become president, watch out, Donald Trump, because I will punch you in your bleeping face if I ever meet you. Secret Service had better just be bleeping beyond it. Don't let me get anywhere within a block, said Everlast. Then there's Bill Maher. I have zero doubt that if Dick Cheney was not in power, people wouldn't be dying needlessly tomorrow. I'm just saying that if he did die, other people, more people would live, and that's a fact. Courtland Malloy. Don't even know who that is. I know how the Tea Party people feel, the anger and venom and bile that many of them showed during the recent House vote on health care reform. I know because I want to spit on them, take one of their Obama plan white slavery signs, and knock every racist and homophobic tooth out of their Cro-Magnon heads. Then, let's see. We'll get on. You know what? I think you get the gist. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
Well, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Some more fun quotes of these guys before we move on. Like Harvey Scott, who was listening at WNNG. There's a radio talk show host somewhere in Georgia. I don't know exactly where. And Mike Malloy. He says, but you know, the NRA members are the current incarnation of the brown shirts from Germany back in the early 30s, late 20s, early 30s. Now, of course, there came the Night of the Long Knives when the brown shirts were slaughtered and dumped in the nearest ditches when the power structure finally got tired of them. So I look forward to that day. Then there's Azalea Banks, who is a... I think she's a singer. She says, Sarah Palin needs to have her hair shaved off to a buzz cut, get head bleeped by a big, veiny, ashy, black bleep, then be locked in a cupboard. And then there's Madonna, of course. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm outraged. And yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know that won't change anything. Good on you, Madonna. I'm hammering on this because I'm not going to say disappointed. What I am is, you know, I thought when Trump got elected, I thought that we had avoided the possibility of losing so many things. And now it turns out that this is almost like, this reminds me of that movie War Games. You know, Matthew Broderick's first film that made any money or anything, where they think they've beat the computer. They called it the WAP. They think they've got the WAP taken care of, but then the WAP says, well, no, I've got to go ahead with this thing. And instead of declaring war, they didn't want to commit, but then the computer took over. And they thought they were going to go ahead and have to do this anyway. I sort of feel like we're in this position now. Because yesterday was a bad day. It was an ugly day. A bunch of representatives, a bunch of politicians who, sitting in a dugout playing baseball. And this guy comes up, pulls up on them. He's behind home plate, and he opens up on him. Representative Mark Walker told NBC News, it appeared the gunman was there to kill as many Republican members as possible. Representative Rodney Davis blamed what he called political rhetorical terrorism. He said this political discourse has led to gunfire. We are teetering on the brink of political anarchy. And the blame for this, and this is the stupid part about it, because this isn't make-believe. This isn't some game, okay? This isn't theory. But the blame lies with Hollywood. It lies with a lot of people in the universities and left-wing activists. Now, I just gave you samples of, you know, the stuff that was said about Sarah Palin happened when she was McCain's running mate, and then it happened again in 2011. So this hateful rhetoric, and now, which is, you know, now it's really amped up because they want to remove Trump from office, has now given birth to bloodshed. And this time at the hands of a man who hated Trump, a man who wanted to kill as many Republicans as he could in as short a period of time. Good people gunned down because of their political affiliation. Now, make no mistake about this. The man who was pulling the trigger bears responsibility for all of the bloodshed. But it is foolish if we do not address the festering anti-Trump cancer that has infected the left. What about, you know, the delisted comedian who beheaded the president, or the taxpayer-funded production called Killing Republicans, or the Shakespearean drama where Caesar was depicted as Trump? What about the high school teacher who made a bet on whether the president would be assassinated, or the one who pretended to execute the president inside her classroom? Now, here's what I'm going to say about this. The one thing that I take heart in is that most of these people don't know what they're, they have no idea how to do what they say they want to do. That's not to say they couldn't learn. I would take no pleasure. I would take no pleasure in facing Americans because we can't agree on politics. But when it's all said and done, that's really what combat is all about anyway, isn't it? That's where two leaders have failed to agree. And because they have failed to agree, one thing leads to another and it becomes physical. Is that what we want here? Now, listen, I already know the answer. I don't want it. Does that mean that I'm going to shy away from it? No, it does not. Does that mean that we should shy away from this? No, we should not. Now, I don't know how many veterans are listening to me. I have a fair idea that a few of you are veterans and you're listening to me. And I say this to you in all honesty. I took the oath to defend the country and to defend the Constitution. I see nothing unconstitutional happening with Trump. Do I like everything about him? No. But you know what? That's what I like most about him, that I don't like everything about him. I'm looking to move the chains, people. These guys don't want that to happen. We're already seeing good dividends from this. But we're being lumped into a category because when they attack those guys, when they want to attack Trump, we're the people that enable them. They represent us. So, there you have it. But when we get back, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think a divided America, do you think it can survive? This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The United States is currently the world's oldest democracy out there. But unfortunately, we are no more immune from collapse than were some of the, you know, history's more stable and impressive consensual governments, which is what we have, a consensual government. 5th century Athens, Republican Rome, Renaissance Florence, and Venice. Many of the elected governments of the early 20th century Western European states, they all eventually destroyed themselves or went bankrupt or were overrun by invaders. Today, here in the United States, we are divided in a way we've never been before. Most leftist America is concentrated in 146 of the nation's more than 3,000 counties, in an area that collectively represents less than 10% of the U.S. landmass. The other half, the conservative red states of the interior of America, is geographically, culturally, economically, politically, and socially at odds with blue state America, which resides mostly on two coasts. We watch different news. We listen to different things. We read different books. We listen to different music. We watch different television shows. And increasingly, we now live lives according to two widely different traditions. Barack Obama was elected president after compiling the most left-wing voting record in the United States Senate. His antidote, Donald Trump, was elected largely on the premise that traditional Republicans were hardly conservative. Red America and Blue America are spiraling into divisions approaching those of 1860. Or, more recently, the nihilistic hippie straight divide of 1968. California, which is 35, 36 million people, 27% of them were not born in the United States, in California. More than 40 million foreign-born immigrants currently reside in the United States, the highest number in the nation's history. When I was stationed in Germany, in West Germany, the entire population of West Germany was only 63 million people. Now, we have widely unchecked immigration, although that's beginning to reverse itself. And it comes at a time when the country has lost confidence in its prior successful adherence to melting pot assimilation and integration, because it's not a melting pot anymore. And the result we're getting is a fragmenting of society into tribal cliques that are vying for power and careers and influence on the basis of ethnic solidarity rather than this shared Americanness. History has never been very kind to multicultural chaos, as opposed to a multiracial society united by a single national culture. The fates of Rwanda, Iraq, and the former Yugoslavia should remind us of our present disastrous trajectory. Either the United States will return to a shared single language and allegiance to a common and singular culture, or we will eventually descend into clannish violence. We have to ask ourselves, does this unique American idea of federalism still work when states' rights and laws are subordinate to federal law? We fought a civil war that cost more than 600,000 lives, in part to uphold the idea that individual states could not override the federal government. And yet, today, sanctuary cities declare that they can freely nullify federal immigration law. The California Senate passed a bill earlier this month that would prohibit the state from contacting or contracting with any firms that work on the federal government's wall at the border of Mexico. Okay. And states like California vow that they will ignore Washington and work directly with foreign nations to promote their own policies on global warming. And read carefully what some prominent Californians are saying about the federal government. It is not much different from what some influential Confederate South Carolinians boasted about in 1860 on the eve of secession. We have a national debt that has doubled under Barack Obama. $20 trillion, that's completely unsustainable. Entitlement spending rose even as new taxes increased. The have-nots claim that the haves make far too much money, and the haves retort that they pay most of the income taxes while nearly half of the country pays nothing. Most of us agree that the present levels of borrowing and spending, there's just no way for that to keep on going. But many believe that the tough medicine to cure the disease of chronic annual deficits and mounting debt is unacceptable. And that's where the big chasm starts. We have an infrastructure and a military that is vastly underfunded, even though some voters want more subsidies for themselves and apparently others to pay for them. Our colleges used to be preeminent, and now they are fatally compromised. Universities charge way too much, they resist reform, expect exemption from accountability, and assume their students must take on huge amounts of debt, yet campuses can't guarantee that their graduates are competently educated, or that they will find jobs, or even that they will be safe on campus. Then there's the attempt to end free speech, to sanction racial and gender segregation, to attack rather than argue with opponents. That's all disguised by euphemisms such as safe spaces and trigger warnings and various isms and ologies. And behind this guise of campus activism and non-negotiable demands is the reality that too many students simply are unprepared to do their assigned work and seek exemption through protests in lieu of, studying. We barely survived the Civil War. We barely survived the Great Depression. We barely survived the rioting and protest of the 60s. And today's growing divides are additionally supercharged by instant internet and social media communications and 24/7 cable news and all the stuff we, you know, enjoy. We could take a deep breath and step back and rein in our anger and find more ways to connect rather than to divide ourselves. I'm willing to go that way. The left is not. They are not. They should assume that we are not all sinners. And they should also assume that all of their supporters are not saints. But, you know, things are bad now. We have some historical precedent that suggests that if we're not careful, that we can get even worse. Far too many people today watch far too much news, believe everything they see. They're not thinking critically on their own. Somebody says that this group is a racist, so then we all become racist. Somebody says that we're, you know, brown shirts because we're NRA members, then we all become brown shirts if we're NRA members. Nobody ever takes a moment to take a look at it themselves. But things are bad now. But they might get worse. Think about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, we have a bit of an explosion of violence that's being ginned up right now by the left and by the reporters and the TV hosts and late night comedians and the celebrities who compete with one another to come up with the most vile epithet for Trump and his supporters. That's me and you. They go right up to the line, too, trying not to cross it, or, you know, by vamping with a realistic photo of a decapitated Trump, or calling the president a piece of excrement while hosting a show on CNN. They wish to orchestrate a bloodless coup. But while they're doing it, they're perfectly content to have their low IQ shock troops go after a bloody coup. Now, you know, we can keep talking about the whole baseball thing. We could talk about what might have happened if the Capitol Police had been there. Do you remember when it was frightening for the losing party not to accept the results of an election? During the third debate, Trump refused to preemptively agree to the election results, saying he'd look at it at the time. And the media, oh my goodness, they responded with their usual laid-back style. Like the Washington Post, a horrifying repudiation of democracy. Or the Daily News, denial of democracy, danger to democracy from the Dallas Morning News. One scary moment, it all boiled down to democracy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Then there's Rachel Maddow, Mad Dog Maddow. Shock spiked down the nation's spinal column last night. And today, when the Republican nominee threatened that this little election thing you got there, this little democratic process you've got there, it's nice, it's fine, but he doesn't necessarily plan on abiding by his decision when it comes to the presidency. Brett Stevens, the then deputy editorial page editor at the Wall Street Journal. Trump's answer on accepting the outcome of the vote is the most disgraceful statement by a presidential candidate in 160 years. Stephen Colbert. Why is he even considered news? I guess we're all going to have to wait until November 9th to find out if we still have a country, if Donald Trump is in the mood for a peaceful transfer of power, or he's going to wipe his fat fourth point of contact with the Constitution. Van Jones. Obviously, it's despicable for him to pretend that there's any chance that he would not accept the results of this election. It would be in 240 years. You've never had anybody do it, except we got it happening now. Hillary's not accepting it. You on the left are not accepting it. You're pushing in a way that you can't imagine where it's going to lead. You don't get that, do you? When Trump won, these very same hysterics refused to accept the results of the election. And recently, Hillary got out there and announced her steadfast opposition to the winning candidate, using a military term saying she joined the resistance. Now, what do you think would have happened if Trump had lost and then announced that he joined the resistance? He'd be accused of trying to activate the right-wing militias. Every dissecting glance at an immigrant would be reported as fascistic violence. The media are blithely unaware that the anti-Trump resistance has been accompanied by nonstop militaristic violence from the left. When Trump ripped up our Constitution and jumped all over it by failing to concede the election in 3 weeks in advance, you know, CNN ran a segment on a single tweet from a random Trump supporter that mentioned the Second Amendment. Carol Costello. Still to come in the newsroom, some Trump reporters say they were refused to accept a loss on Election Day, with one offering a threat of violence. We'll talk about that next. In CNN's most fevered dreams about a violent uprising of Trump supporters, which, by the way, they probably wouldn't survive, they never could have conceived of the level of actual violence being perpetrated by those that watch them who refuse to accept Trump's win. And it all began with the inauguration when a leftist group plotted to pump a debilitating gas into one Trump inaugural ball. Military families were assaulted when they were leaving the veterans inaugural ball, and attendees of other balls had water thrown on them. Since then, the masked armed leftists around the country have formed military-style organizations to beat up conservatives. In leftist towns, the police are regularly ordered to stand down to allow the assaults to proceed unimpeded, and the media only declared a crisis when conservatives fought back, smashing the black cad beta males at the Battle for Berkeley. And there's more media coverage for our microaggressions toward powerful minorities, such as using the wrong pronoun. Then there's the leftist physical attacks on conservatives, including macings, concussions, and hospitalizations. And now they've gone live. They have gone in the military. When you go down, when you're on the range and the range goes live, they either call it going hot or wet, depending on where you're at. I don't know what the difference is. And they have gone hot. Thankfully, of course, the guy decided to be discretionary and said, "Hey, are you guys Republicans?" Before he pulled back his charging handle. In their strategic reporting of the attempted slaughter, we were quickly told that the guy was white, male, and had used a gun. And we were even told his name because it was not Muhammad. Now, the fact that his Facebook page featured a banner of Sanders and the words "Democratic Socialism" explained in three words, "We the people since 1776 apparently called for hours of meticulous fact-checking by our media. Do they think they could keep that information from us, I guess, forever? Fake news insists that Trump's White House is in chaos. That's probably the calmest place in the United States. The country is in chaos. But just like Kathy Griffin and her Trump decapitation performance art, where she got out there and did something where an 11-year-old son saw his daddy's, a representation of his dad's head on TV. I want you to think about that. I've got two sons. If I'm not in the room and they look up on TV and they see somebody holding up, which I don't even know how they would hold my head up because I don't have any hair, but maybe with two hands, who knows? Maybe they've got me on a spit. I don't know, on a spike or something. I don't know. They're holding that up and they're calling it, "This is performance art. You know that Bill, he's not professional. He's not politically correct. And, you know, this is what we figuratively would like to see him be done to him." Figuratively, of course. And then, when I react to that, they turn around and blame me for it. And that's exactly what happened with Trump. Kathy Griffin's out there saying, "He ended me. He ended me. He..." You committed suicide, you dimwit. You committed suicide. You went way beyond taste. When the left is coming out on you, you went way beyond taste. When Chelsea's coming out at you, you went way beyond taste. Guess what, left? Leftists, we're not racist. We're not violent. We don't hate people because of the color of their skin. We don't hate people because of what they believe. We don't like it. We get along with it. I mean, did you learn nothing from the last 8 years of Obama? Did the civil discourse go that far the other way? Did you get so used to having your way that you just don't know how to cope with life as it is today? I don't know what the answer is here for you. I really don't. But, the problem here is that most of us that you disdain, we actually live in this world of reality. And that's a world that you don't know anything about, and that's a world that you're wanting to cross the border and come at us. Okay? Don't cry to me when you do. Coming up next hour, it's supposed to be Sean Maloney, but instead we're going to have Tim Knight, NRA board member and all-around havoc wreaker. That's not pinch hitting. That's just putting another power hitter back in the box. Second hour is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.